Refreshing.
Sour.
Tastes like teen spirit.
Do we take out the garbage, we can sit in the basement, one dust, two Mexican cats, just you and me, sit and talk face to face. Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage, we can sit in the basement, one dust, two Mexican cats, just you and me, sit and talk face to face. Oh yeah.
We could open a window.
Should we?
No, because then we people will get free listening.
Yeah. We don't want them to...
It's free listening anyways.
Damn it.
Who do you think you are? What's locked? Oh, the window's locked?
It wasn't locked.
Oh.
Dave.
Someone's going to steal our things.
Yep, someone's going to steal your soul.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name from Mortal Kombat? The where he's like, your soul is mine.
I have no idea.
Oh, I don't know.
No, sorry.
I don't know any of the people's names.
I just know Iceman.
Iceman?
Is that a real guy?
No.
Are you serious? That's got to be a real guy.
He's a... well, there was like a...
Icy character.
Freeze.
That's his name?
That was the dude's name.
Dude, I think you're wrong.
Sub-Zero. Sub-Zero. That's
his name.
That sounds
very right.
Mr.
Mr. Freeze.
What's the guy from Batman? What's his name?
Mr. Freeze.
Is it Mr. Freeze?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just watched Batman Begins.
Uh-huh.
Damn, that movie is great.
Is it?
That's with Christian Bale, right?
For some reason, Christian Bale does this thing where he always pouts his lower. He's like, pouts his lower lip.
He does. You're right.
And he leaves his mouth open, and it's like, I don't know what you're going for, Christian, but it works. It's definitely working.
This guy, this Christian Bale fella, he's like,
what's the old Batman that has Michelle Pfeiffer as
Val Kilmer? Batman Forever.
Is that Batman Forever?
That's Val Kilmer, right?
With Jim Carrey as the Riddler?
Yeah, I watched that in a hotel.
I can't tell if that movie's... See, because that movie, my Nana showed, raised me on that movie.
That's a funny movie for
I know, right?
Usually, your grandmother would raise you on, I don't know, an
Gone
old
with the
movie.
Wind.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Exactly. I was raised on Gone with the Wind.
Yeah. No, she raised me on Batman Forever, and so I can't tell if it's good or if I'm just like, yeah, Nana.
I also think I had the soundtrack to that one on tape. Is that the one with Seal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that on tape.
That was one of my first CDs that I ever owned was the Batman Forever soundtrack.
Aw, yeah. Look at that.
Kiss from Rose.
So was yours on tape or CD?
It's a compact disc.
Mine was on tape, cassette tape.
Oh.
CT.
See. It's not a thing. CT is not a thing.
I'm gonna make it a thing.
CT could be a thing.
Thank you. Wait, no,
yeah,
thank you. So this is After We Take Out the Garbage, a podcast where we pick a topic and ignore it for about a half hour. Catch is, we don't have a topic tonight. Boom.
That's been happening a lot lately.
Whoa. Yes. And we have a special guest. Kind of the first time.
What?
Yeah.
The debacle.
Yeah. Kevin.
Hello.
Welcome, Kevin.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Kevin. I play basketball.
Do you really?
I used to, but then my knees broke.
Oh no.
I know.
Actually broke?
No, they just hurt a lot.
Oh. My knees hurt a lot. I have bad knees. I don't do shit. What is that about?
You have the bee's knees.
Don't have the bee's knees.
Yeah. No, they're bad, Dave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're bad knees.
Actually, what if bee's knees are actually
bad? The wasp's knees.
The wasp's knees. Okay. Yeah.
You know.
Well, I would like to say we met Kevin randomly going to Mary's Market.
Larry's Parkit.
Yeah, Larry's.
For confidentiality.
Damn it, David.
Larry's Parkit. And we went there three times in a row.
And I seduced them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was one night, I think it was there was the night that Dave's band played.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go to that show. And then the next evening, we went to Larry's Parkit.
Yeah.
And Kevin was there. And then Dave walked in and said, Kevin. And you were like, Dave. And I said, who's Kevin? And then we actually left. We bought two or three sugar cookies and we left them on a table.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't return those to you.
Well, we were distracted because there was a guy there that talking to us about Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just really wanted to get the fuck out of there because he was like, you could tell he'd been there a long time.
Wait a minute. I know.
You know who he is.
I know who he is. I gave him a... Never mind. We're not going to talk about that gentleman.
But yeah, so we were just like, and I remember setting down the cookies to get coffee and then we forgot them. And I remembered like a half hour later, and I'm like,
What kind of cookies were they? Were they the frosted
sugar cookies? Yeah,
the frosted, yeah.
I have such a love-hate relationship with those cookies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, a love relationship with them.
Yeah, I think me too.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because I work with them.
So, like, you know how they're made?
No.
Is it one of those?
No, I just waffle between love and hatred for them.
Ah.
Like, sometimes I'll be like, I want that cookie. Yeah. Then I'll take a bite and be like, I did not want this cookie.
I feel like I'm the asshole that orders sugar cookies because I'm always like, no, not that one. The one next to it.
No. You're not asshole because everyone does
and
that.
And I specifically don't want any white frosting.
Why?
Ever.
Because of the patriarchy?
Yes. Do they use white chocolate for the white? Or is it?
No.
Because it tastes like white chocolate to me, and I hate white chocolate.
Well, maybe we do.
Or maybe they did that on one cookie once.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
Come on, Larry.
What is Larry?
Huh?
Larry Parkit.
Larry's Parkit. Yeah. So I'm just like, I'm really specific about my colors when I go in there. I'm like, can I get a red one and a blue one and a green one? And then they go to grab a white one. I go, no. I didn't say white.
I would rather you be more specific because I appreciate you more as a genuine human being. Because I know deep down you want a specific color.
Yeah.
So don't just be like, it doesn't matter.
It's very deceiving too because you go and you look at the cookie and you're like, and you see one, you're like, oh, that looks like a good one. And then you guys take the cookies from
the
counter behind you.
Ugh.
Because they're like already in bags or something. Yep. And I'm like, no, I wanted that one down there.
Well, whenever anyone's like points one out, I go straight for that one. If they just say like, oh, I just want a frosted cookie.
Oh no, I always point.
I'm bagging that shit.
Yeah, good. Good to know.
Yeah, that is good to know.
This beer is a beautiful color.
Is it? Should we just hit good for the gut before we go crazy?
Yeah, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. Good for the gut.
Yeah.
Talking beer. Actually, when's the last time we did record a pod? It's been like over a month.
Yeah.
Yes. You know how I know?
How?
Because I haven't done anything.
Well, we have some beers here. Nothing too fancy, but...
I've already finished mine.
And you... Kevin over here.
Can't get him off the sauce. Well,
yeah, what were you drinking there?
I was drinking a True Blonde Ale from Ska Brewing in, Durango, Colorado.
Durango, Colorado. That's one of the breweries that I have to visit before.
It was good. It was a very straightforward beer.
Yeah.
Unlike Haley's Sours over there.
I know. Mine is a basil and cranberry goes... From Collective Project out of Canada. This is a Canadian beer.
Jesus.
Or is it called Collective Arts? I don't know. There's too many different ways.
I want to say we've had it on the podcast before.
Have we?
I've
not had any of this.
Really?
That's why I told you not to drink it, because you drank all the rest of them.
Whoa. I love when Dave drinks your beers. I think that's
He always drinks
funny.
My beers. Thank because you. I never do.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well then.
I'm like, oh, this sounds good, and then I never drink them.
No. Well, it's a responsibility on Dave's part.
But they don't go bad.
My mom. My mom will let something sit in the closet for like 3 or 4 weeks, and then be like, why the fuck did you eat that? And I'm like, mother, you don't understand.
I need to eat something.
I'm a 25-year-old.
Growing boy.
Overweight male.
Well,
what are you drinking?
Okay, well... This is a red ale, another beer from Ska Brewing, which, you know, I don't think they have anything that stands out as, like, amazing, but they're decent beers. Anyways, I still want to go there, and plus, I love ska music. I have the...
Yeah, we just got to go for that.
Two-tone Walt Jabsco mascot on my arm. Anywho. Yeah.
So let's, how were the beers? Were they good?
They're good. I'd say this tastes more like...
That's actually pretty good.
A straightforward like amber ale or something. Yeah. And even the color, I would say, is more like an amber ale, but it's a good beer.
I would
like
say,
it.
What? I don't know the difference between red ales and amber ales. I feel like they're
honestly
the same thing.
I don't know. I don't know how I would classify or recognize a red ale if I just had it in a glass.
We'll have to consult our...
Yeah, beer expert
beer
friends.
Beer experts.
As someone who doesn't like blonde ales, this was very enjoyable.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Light, so, the refreshing, clean.
Yep. All of those things. True blonde ale is what it's called.
Oh.
It's got a
Scotch chick, a rude
picture,
girl?
Picture of rude girl. Picture of like a comic book eye on it.
Ah.
A blue eye.
It looks like a Roy Lichtenstein.
Oh yeah, it does.
That's over my head.
Do you listen to ska? Have you listened to any ska?
I do not listen to ska. Yeah. I listened to ska once when I went into. Okay, so one time, the only time I ever listened to ska was when I went into Chicago with this girl who I was pining for, who was dating another guy at the time.
Oh.
Who turned out to be gay. Not the guy, the girl.
Ah. Oh. She was real confused.
Yeah, we went back and forth for a number of years, and then she was like, oh, by the way, I'm gay. Sorry, Brianna. No, it's okay.
Sure, she's perfectly happy.
Yeah, she's very... I mean, you should see her girlfriend. Holy shit, I'd be happy too.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Cool. Anyways.
Well, congratulations.
Well, what ska did you hear?
Yeah.
I can't remember. It was just like, how would it be? No, just kidding. That's not what it was like.
Just some horns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember much of it because I was like afraid the guy was gonna beat me up the whole time.
Oh, okay.
But it was cool.
Yeah. Well, good for you guys getting through it. And
oh, we're still friends to this day.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Very Haley, nice. Have you ever heard ska music?
Never.
Oh, didn't think so.
Just kidding.
LOL.
LOL.
So, we were talking just a little bit ago about what were we just talking about?
I don't know. Super Mario Brothers? The Goombas?
Is that
what they're called?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, okay. The movie. The movie,
right.
Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yes.
Starring John Leguizamo and John... Yeah. And John Hoskins? Is that his name?
Yeah. I don't know. I couldn't remember who played Mario.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Bits and pieces of it.
Okay. So he's the detective in that. He's also...
Oh.
He's in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's a British
guy. I gotta
watch
that movie.
Is he really
sure
British?
Yeah, he's British.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
He's like, okay. And
anyways.
Yeah. it's pretty terrible. Pretty bad.
The Mario movie?
The Mario movie,
You know what? I thought it was pretty good.
Also, yeah.
I was like 7 when it came out.
Yeah, and I was like probably 12 or whatever, 11.
Buffy. It's about a plumber, an Italian plumber.
And his brother.
And his brother. And then...
Incest.
They go down to the sewers.
Well, they find a dimension, or there's something where they go into this other dimension where instead of people having evolved from from mammals or something, they... evolved from dinosaurs or something like that.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is why they look like Pachycephalosauruses.
The Goombas. Well, and then the Goombas were not like actual just regular Goombas from the video game.
No. Because the Goombas from the video games were like little mushrooms.
They were...
Ooh, what are the...
Or something.
What are the... Gosh, everyone's on this podcast is going to hate me. What are the things on the chains?
Oh, those were...
Weren't those just like little like cannonball things?
Yeah,
or?
But there's a name for them.
Oh.
Ah, you guys don't know.
No, I don't.
You know who we need is Steve Kerr.
We do need Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr, the coach of the Golden State Warriors?
Funny thing.
He knows
Steve
Kerr.
We could use him too, but we have a friend, Steve Kerr, from that I know from forever ago. And he has a, he started a group called Chicago Retro Gamer.
Mm-hmm. And they have a, do they have a podcast?
Right on the tip of my tongue.
No, but.
Chain Chomps.
Is that it?
Chain Chomps?
That sounds right.
You have a phone in front of you.
Isn't that incredible?
Oh, incredible. Do you need to answer?
No, I,
okay.
No, I'm not going to answer. I could. I mean, could, I don't know what they would do for the podcast, but my father is calling me because I am a child.
Kevin.
I must respond to him.
But yeah. Anyways, Super Mario Brothers. It was a really good movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah. Any other, like, early 90s movies that were really good?
Have you ever seen, what's that movie with Brad Pitt where he's got long hair? And Legends of the Fall.
Oh, I was going to say Troy.
Wait,
Legends,
what?
Yeah.
Troy?
I'm pretty sure
that,
I
is
saw.
That a movie?
I don't know.
Whatever. Legends of the Fall.
Legends of the Fall.
I saw that movie.
I saw it in the theaters with my mom because she was into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it was about.
Yeah, same.
I think it was, I was reading because I wanted to watch it. I think it's like a, some about a guy who's home, and it's during World War One, and some shit happens, and there's horses.
Is it? Are you sure it's not earlier than World War One?
Maybe it's. I don't know.
The Civil War.
Because I'm pretty. I don't know, honestly.
Well, what old movies do we all appreciate here? I'm curious. Like,
it's a Wonderful Life,
some of your
baby.
Favorite? Oh yeah. Okay.
What'd you say?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Ah.
I've never seen it.
Sad.
It's beautiful. Well. I feel like I don't have any real conception of how.
Oh, that movie you know is. What? You ever seen It's a Beautiful Life?
What?
Yeah. No. What is it called? The Italian movie.
Oh, with nose guy Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
No. It's a. Oh, you're right.
It's an actual Italian movie.
Yeah, yeah. The Italian guy. Shit. I can't. I think it. No. Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful. That's what it's called.
Never heard of it.
It's so good. It takes place during World War II, and this Jewish family gets taken into concentration camps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the father, for some reason, he doesn't get put into a concentration camp.
No, he does. So what happens is Adrian Brody, or no, Italian guy who looks like Adrian
Brody. He doesn't look anything like Adrian Brody, but okay.
And
he's only like 30 years older than him.
He goes to the concentration camp with his son. But
they're looking for the mother.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, but he's also trying, at the same time, he doesn't want to scare his son, so he's telling him like a story throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
That he's trying to make these concentration camps seem more like whimsical.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So he's trying to protect his son from like the actual horror.
But they're looking for the wife, but she's in a separate concentration camp because she's a woman.
Yeah. So basically, the whole thing goes through, and it's crazy and funny and sad and all your emotions.
What's it called? Life is Beautiful.
Life is Beautiful. Yeah.
And it's what? Do you remember what year about this?
It was probably like maybe 2000.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Okay. Yeah, it won like Best Picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
when they won, then the guy stood on his seat at the Oscars and he was like, "Hey, I'm Italia."
Look at me.
Yeah.
It's me.
Mario.
And we're back to Mario.
Yeah. That's a good movie, though. Yeah.
Life is Beautiful, huh?
Life is Beautiful
and Super Mario Brothers.
Our two favorite Italian movies.
Did we talk about Bright the last time I was here?
Bright,
the Will Smith movie.
Oh,
with
no. I don't think that was yet. I thought it was going to be a TV show. I didn't realize it was going to be a movie.
It was a movie, and it was exceptionally okay.
Exceptionally okay. All right.
There was not enough.
That's all I ever ask for.
Yeah.
In life is just exceptionally
okay. It started out well. Like, is Will Smith this magical creature? It turns out, spoiler alert. Turns out, yes, he is.
Really? Mm. But he doesn't. But he has like a beast as like a partner.
Yeah, his partner is an orc, and he ends up being resurrected from the dead at a certain point.
Oh.
Yeah,
is this Earth?
It's an okay movie. There's like some. There's a little much too much condensed.
Yeah, I think it's supposed
movie.
To be Earth because they're like cops.
Yeah, that's.
Maybe like an alternate universe where orcs are cops.
There's one scene that I was very uncomfortable with, and it was the very first scene. Will Smith goes outside and kills a fairy. Fairies are these like little like 8-inch tall creatures that fly around, and they're basically like cracked out.
Oh, okay.
And so he just kills this fairy and says, "Fairy rights don't matter today." And I was like, "Holy shit! Yes, they do.
They always matter."
But you're talking to the guy who feels uncomfortable driving on the highway because I hit too many bugs.
Really? Is that true? There's this. Okay, we went to Door County like a few years ago.
Oh my god!
And yeah,
I forgot about that.
So it was fun and everything. Anyways, middle of summer, we're going up there. I don't know. We're somewhere, reaching through into middle Wisconsin, and then boom, all of a sudden we hit this patch.
It was like a fucking sea of locusts.
Yeah.
Or something. It was literally like thousands of bugs.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds incredible.
It was frightening. Like, it was
like you couldn't see.
It was bright, like daylight. That's so and then cool. And then we're like, man, it looks like really dark here for some weird reason. If I would have been outside of a car, I don't know what I would do.
Yeah.
I'd eat those motherfuckers.
Seriously, we were just like, what just happened?
Yeah.
What did we just go through?
That's crazy.
It was. It was like, the apocalypse. Yeah. Seriously. The apocalypse doesn't happen in Door County.
No, that's true.
Everything's
so wonderful in Door County.
That's why it's
all about scrambled eggs.
Yeah,
and
the locusts keep out all the.
That's what it was. So they were like allowing us through.
Yeah.
It's the ozone layer of Door County.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure if I understand the ozone layer properly, but
yeah, no, you do.
Okay, good.
It sounds like you do.
Okay.
What? So you're back in the school. What are
yeah.
you? Are you studying political science?
I am studying political science, and right now that entails environmental policy.
Continue. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Political science majors. I mean, typically, does that groom you to go into to be like staffers or like?
It's a really good question.
I don't know.
It's basically like, in my opinion, a Bachelor of Arts degree just grooms you to be like a more well-rehearsed person.
Oh, okay.
Like, you need to, they, instead of taking like a statistics class or a calculus class, you have to take art language classes.
Oh.
And so you just become hopefully more well-spoken and more well thought out.
Hmm.
So I don't know what they're preparing me for. But the idea is that I get into grad school, even though I definitely, you know, on a more boring point, need to get my GPA up a little bit.
I see.
But that's where the Spanish minor comes in. Let's go, baby.
Oh, yeah. You know what you should do?
Yeah, just take courses until I get my GPA up.
Okay. That too. You should go into Southeast Asian studies because they have a really good program there. And I knew, actually, when I was taking Indonesian there, I knew a bunch of political science majors who took...
Oh, you went to NIU?
Indonesian, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I knew a bunch of people who did that. And I think most of them did something with that. Like, they would... They went to Indonesia a bunch, and
I want to go to Mexico.
Ah, Mexico,
and not get kidnapped.
Well,
kidnapped.
I think that's possible.
No,
to go to Mexico and not get kidnapped.
If you're white, I don't know.
Mm.
Well,
let's be clear.
You just
gotta
befriend someone. You'll
okay.
Be right.
Have you been to Mexico before?
No.
Never?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No.
It's, I've not been anywhere except for, I think, resorts, really. We went to that
Ensenada.
La Bufadora, yeah. Oh, yeah, Ensenada, and we walked around.
Yeah.
That was on the, west,
That was
coast,
on the Baja
west,
side.
Yeah, Baja. Mm. But we also went to the Yucatan Peninsula at a resort down there for a honeymoon.
Mm.
But
what year did you guys get married in?
2011.
Yeah. 7/9/11.
Yeah. That's beautiful.
Right? Yeah. We really wanted 9/11 to be in our
Jesus. She insisted on it.
Yeah. Well, I really wanted 7-Eleven and 9-Eleven, so we're just 7-9-11.
Wow, good job.
What month and year did you? What day and year did you guys get married?
Oh, 7-Eleven. What month? 9-11. Yeah. Fuck you.
Exactly. Fuck you. I wanted to.
Did it on purpose. Actually, what I really wanted was June 11th, 2011. Yeah. But your sister was in a wedding.
Yeah.
That same day in Colorado. And she was the best lady.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in a wedding.
She was in it. Okay. Yeah. So we couldn't.
Yeah.
But that was our zip code at the time. And I was like, we'll never forget it now.
Yeah.
6-11-11.
Oh, we haven't forgotten ours now.
I forget it all the time.
You do?
I do.
What's wrong with you?
I do. I always forget our anniversary.
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm terrible.
I forget your guys' anniversary.
Yeah. Why? Sorry. Stop forgetting,
Kevin. We won't hold it against you.
Damn it.
I'm going to send you an anniversary gift. Wait, I can't. I already forgot it. 7-9-11.
Yeah.
Yep. Right?
So wait, that's I'm really bad with months. Is that wait? July. Okay. Okay, July 9th, 2011.
Yes.
Got it.
So, we'll be expecting a bag of frosted cookies.
Larry's Parking.
Larry's special cookies.
Yep.
I'll reimburse you for those three cookies that
no
you
No white ones.
Yeah.
No white ones. Just like my house. No honkies.
No honkies allowed.
Dave, you're fine.
Thanks.
Haley.
What about halvesies? I mean,
yeah, he's a halvesy.
Are you a halvesy?
I'm a quartery.
A quartery?
Yeah, my mom's black.
Okay. Half black?
I guess. I got her a DNA kit from Ancestry.com for Christmas. I know, right?
Has she done it yet?
No, not yet. I know. I'm like, come on, mom, get it together.
Okay, so my boss got one for Christmas, and he's been like, I don't know, weirded out by it, but he finally did it. And I walked into his office the other day, and he just see him spitting into a tube. Because that's what you do. You have to fill this entire tube up with your spit.
What? A whole tube?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And I thought it was literally just like one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like probably like this big.
And that's weird.
For those listening, it's probably like 3 inches, but it's like maybe half inch big. But I mean, you have to fill it with your spit. And I almost puked when I walked in. I was just like, because he's doing it like from afar. He wasn't just like, he was like,
Okay, so let me tell you. I have to tell you. I work with shit that comes out of people's bodies like every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's literally like shit. The stuff that I cannot handle is stuff that comes out of people's mouths, like the expectorate, the sputum.
I can't.
The
expectorate.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that?
Sputum. Stuff that
what
comes
is that?
Out.
Stuff they're like coughing up.
Like phlegm.
Oh,
like,
you can't handle that?
No, because, and well, oh man, some of it, I've seen some where it's like, there's chunks and it's brown, red, and green.
I've always had a thing for like, saliva and everything has always grossed me out. Yeah. Like, that's why like, I can't be around a baby. Yeah. I can't be like around a baby that's like just fed, because if they just have any sort of like stuff coming, I'm like going to puke on the baby. I can't.
Sorry, I'm going to puke on your baby. Get this baby out of here.
Get this puking baby off me. I'm going to puke on it.
It's making me sick.
I visited my niece today.
Yeah?
How old is she? Is she a baby?
Yes.
Okay. And this is related.
She lives on her own.
How offensive is it when a baby like doesn't like you? Isn't it? Don't you find that like a
babies always like me?
No,
not Dave though.
Yeah, no, babies don't like me.
I actually do really good with kids, just as long as all their stuff stays in their mouth. I don't care about poop and pee. I don't care.
What? That's
stuff
crazy.
That I can't handle it.
Wait, so what about does your niece poop and pee and
I think so. Spit up? I sources think so. Tell me.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
She's less than a year old. I want to say like 9 months.
Okay.
She's very discerning and cute.
We just had a 9-month-old here last night at the party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it like a baby party? Like everyone bring a baby?
Well, they all brought their babies. Well,
yeah. Well, there are two babies.
Oh, yeah, you guys had a work party last night.
Yeah. There was a toddler and two infants.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
Is Ashi still an infant at 9 months? Is that an infant?
I have no idea.
She's a baby.
Baby.
Are you guys ever going to have kids?
No.
No.
Nice.
not on purpose.
Not on purpose. And even then, I think it'll still be like,
Right.
Do we need to have those?
Anyways, I mean, actually, I don't mind kids so much. They just, you know, it's nice to be like, okay, here's your child back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you know? That would be nice. Yeah. Yeah, like, my sister seems a lot happier, but, well, no, I don't know. She does seem a lot happier. I don't want to question the genuineness of her happiness.
Well, I think it seems to be the trend amongst all my friends and people that I know that have kids that, you know, even if they don't necessarily want kids to begin with, it's like once they have the kids, it's...
Right, yeah.
It's always...
Yeah.
It'd be kind of terrible if it was like, they definitely don't love that thing.
Right.
But that would be terrible. Yeah,
yes.
So...
Yes. No, people definitely adopt like a, well, I have this child and it relies on me for everything, so I should probably love it to death.
Yeah.
Which is nice. That's good of people to do that.
Mm-hmm. That is good.
They were all good kids yesterday.
Yeah.
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 What was the work party like?
Like,
it was his coworkers.
Yeah. Did anyone get trashed? I would have gotten trashed.
Like, everyone was gone by like 8.
Oh my gosh.
It started at like 4.
Okay.
Well, we had a little booze exchange. Anthony brought some... Actually, you know, we're going to have to bring that on Good for the Gut. He brought special rum.
Yeah.
Special rum?
Yeah.
What does that entail?
What would be the right way to put it? If it were distilled by... if it were distilled, it would have been craft distilled, possibly. So, because you know how, like, you know, like we brew beer at home.
Okay.
And that's all good and legal.
Uh-huh.
But certainly, he would not have distilled his own liquor because that would be not legal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So,
wait, brewing your own beer is legal, but not brewing your own liquor?
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
I suppose.
Yeah. So, it is illegal for people to home distill their own liquor.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. Why is that?
Because the government wants to tax people.
Right.
I think there might... I mean, I'm sure there's more to it.
I don't know. That sounds like it.
Honestly, I think that...
That's crazy. I want to do it now, just because.
Just to spite just the government.
Fuck you, Gov.
Yeah, fuck you, Gov. I'm gonna.
That'll be my website. Fuck you, Gov.
It's just gonna be distilling. If you brew beer, you can brew a certain amount, like up to like 100 or 150 gallons. I don't know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. So you guys make your own beer?
We do.
Yum.
Yeah.
Have I tried it? No, I haven't tried it.
No, you haven't. I mean, I don't think you. I'm pretty sure you haven't.
I got to.
Yeah, we have
what
some.
What kind of beer is it?
Well, it just depends on what we make. This last batch was pumpkin ale. Like a spice. Do you like or do not like?
I love white girl pumpkin ale.
Okay. Well, you can give it a try. It's not... It really probably should age.
Oh, I'll probably love it.
A little, real okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we can pull some out a little later.
That's what's up.
All right. But, you know.
What were we talking about?
I was just saying that we brew our own beer.
Oh, yeah.
Cha.
That happens.
Cha.
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 Okay, hi.
This beer's giving me heartburn.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it burn your heart?
It's a little too sour.
Or does it burn your fart?
Does it burn my fart?
Well, because
that's
heart rhymes with fart.
No, it doesn't, though.
Don't you love when that happens, when you get like a burny fart?
No, who loves that? Dave loves that. He
kind of funny.
Eats spicy food.
No, I don't.
Oh, you like spicy food, Dave?
You like
I love spicy food.
Oh, we should eat spicy food.
Yeah, we should. Right. That'd be great.
Let's be friends with spicy chilies.
Have you been to India House? House of India?
Yeah, actually, we just...
We were just there last week.
Yeah.
I got to go there. Fuck this. I just got paid. I'm going. I'm leaving
right now. Indian restaurant.
They deliver now.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
Do they deliver around here?
Yeah, it's by Food Dudes.
Mm.
So it's like an outside delivery company.
Oh, interesting. Do you live in Rockford proper?
I do, yeah. I live like a mile away from you guys.
Oh.
A mile and a half.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I live by Mary's Market, too.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Larry's Park.
Larry's Park.
Yeah.
What's this Mary's Market everyone keeps talking about?
I have no idea.
What's the best farting noise that you can make with your mouth? Can you? I feel like I honed this as a kid.
I definitely
did you?
So my growing up, my mom would chastise the shit out of my dad for farting. And so I became very wary of farting.
Oh, really?
And I had to, like, rebel in my early 20s to to, like, allow farting to happen in my house.
Would you be up in your room listening to rock and roll, like, yeah?
Right. Basically. Well, no, I had to, like, confront my mom and be like, Mom!
It's a That's natural crazy.
It happens,
life.
Okay.
Yeah. Farts happen.
And they do. Mother.
I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of a time where I wasn't comfortable farting around my family.
Yeah. I don't fart around my family.
No.
Although I didn't fart in front of you until we've been together for 11 years.
That's fucking insane. I insist on the women that I meet farting in front of me.
Like, immediately you're just like,
we're gonna get
a cauliflower pizza.
Like, we need to get this out of the way.
It's true. I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, if you're gonna have, like, a relationship with somebody, I mean, you're gonna come across some gas,
right?
Like, it took us 11 years to get there. So
yeah. That's, wasn't really 11.
Yeah,
it was 11. So we had been married then for
two years.
Well, I farted in front of you.
Yeah.
Before we were married.
Yes. Probably even before we were dating.
And you still married me. Ha
ha. Ha, joke's on you.
Joke's on you.
That was before you were a vegetarian, too. I bet your farts were worse then.
They were.
I don't know, man. Some of my farts. I was a vegan. And
yeah. See, I feel like
you were, but not anymore.
No, not
your
anymore.
Your farts rarely stink.
Lucky.
My farts always stink.
So one time,
always,
I was at a basketball game with my, at the time, girlfriend, mm-hmm. and someone, like, we were in the student section, and so we were all crowded together, and someone just let rip this noxious...
Like a shirt?
Oh, it was... And I, being, like, the class clown at the time, was just like...
Who farted?
It was like, who the fuck farted?
Who the fuck farted?
And I just made this huge deal out of it. And then afterwards, my girlfriend was like, hey, asshole, that was me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, and it was funny because I knew at the time that my girlfriend had exceptionally bad farts. And I was like, I wonder if it was her. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to keep going. And then she was like, you bitch.
Whenever we go to, like, concerts or something and it's, like, standing room only, I always make sure we stand next to a big fat guy. Because I'm farting, and no one's going to be looking at me. They're going to be looking at him.
Nice.
Sweet young lady. She would never fart.
No.
Oh, look at this gentle.
Like, there's no way that came out of her. No way. But guy who's 6'4" and 400 pounds, yep.
You know what? I take it back, Dave. I actually can make a good fart noise with my mouth.
Please. Whoa, that's a...
A trumpet one.
That is, yeah, that's a...
Those are common.
That's a unique type of fart.
Yeah. I like those.
I just, my farts, my mouth farts, I like to just be like... like I used
very
to try
wet.
To like... Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
My dad has this like, or used to have this orgasmic relationship with farts. Like he would fart and be like, oh! Yeah! And I was like, Jesus, you wonder why I don't fart in front of you people.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
There you go.
So that's what my childhood was like.
That's cool.
Interesting. Is there any ground we haven't covered tonight? I feel like we covered it all.
Mario movie, farting.
Farting, Italians, Indian food.
Ugh. Yes.
Concentration camps.
Did do that, didn't we? Yeah, I was just very upset. What are you doing over there?
I'm just unpackaging things.
You
Why
knocked
we
over
so
all
many
the Bigfoots.
Things?
Why do you... Because you bought them. What are you doing? Raven! Raven!
Raven.
Raven made the... Our friend Raven that you met the last time.
Oh, right.
He made those Bigfoot toys, and she's just knocking them over like they don't even matter.
Yeah, what the hell?
Oh!
Take that!
Well, on that note...
This is a fucking pencil. Like, what is this? Like, you're going to do a lot of fucking pencils. Writing with this.
Do you describe this pencil?
It's huge. It's like probably a half inch in diameter. It has a jelly finger grip.
All right. Actually, we're kind of out of time, but I think for the last couple minutes of the podcast, could we just describe, or what pencil would best describe you as a person and your life?
Ooh, a Lisa Frank pencil.
What's a Lisa Frank pencil?
You don't know what Lisa Frank is? Uh-uh. You're so young.
I'm like, yeah.
Look it up. It's come back, too, though. I feel like you just walk in any Dollar General.
Really?
Lisa Frank is like the, like, cartoon drawings of, like, tiger cubs, but they're, like, hot pink and purple.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Or there's, like, a dolphin. Yeah, I'd be a Lisa Frank.
Mm. All right.
But, like, with swear words on it.
Okay. And maybe like
you would say like fucking Lisa Frank.
Oh, I see. Fucking Lisa Frank.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe some onomatopoeias like
yes.
Blow. Kerbam.
Exactly. Splish splash.
There
that's more of a Lisa Frank.
Oh, okay.
Splish splash for sure. Splash.
Fucking splish splash.
Fucking
bitch.
Splish splash.
I'd be a Murado Black Warrior.
Oh. I don't even know about this.
Yeah.
Is that like a fancy artsy pencil?
No, it's just this pencil that my friends and I used to obsess over. It's black and it's like got a matte finish.
Yeah.
It's got a black eraser and it's just super sexy.
Wow.
Oh. I mean, not that I find myself super sexy, but...
You do find yourself black.
I do find myself black. That's accurate.
Okay. All right. So what is it? The Black Warrior?
The Murado Black Warrior.
The Murado Black... I would just be... a skinny 0.5 millimeter
yellow
Bic mechanical pencil and a pack of 10. Just fucking just use me for some calculations or something. I don't care.
Yeah, put me on some fucking graph paper. Jeez.
Yeah, just
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Sometimes my lead'll break, but for the most part I got you covered.
How do you guys feel about those twisty pencils? Like the ones that twist out the lead? No. I do not like those.
Unacceptable.
Because they like the lead moves like while you're using it.
Yeah. No. It's and not. It's
just, I'm going to buy some of these pencils.
Not as good as what? What?
The Murados.
The Murado Black Warriors? Aren't they? Yeah. Have you looked that shit up?
Yeah.
Aren't they great?
I almost like that's what they're called, the Black Warriors.
Right.
I know, right?
Any final thoughts?
World's smoothest.
Dick.
What is that
this
saying?
Sounds like Kevin. I mean,
world's smoothest right guaranteed.
Oh,
outright.
Yeah, this is the way
just
to go.
Kidding.
I'm gonna go. I wonder if they're in stock at Target.
Oh, they definitely are. I buy several per day.
Wait, how can?
You're just like you walk by, you're like buying these.
Mine.
Wait, Murado Black Warriors? Yes, please.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I think, you know, our time is definitely up, but, yeah, so we'll see you guys next week. Any final parting words, Haley?
They're in stock at Target.
They're in stock, okay.
Fuck yes.
That's the news.
For an 8-count.
So go out and buy your black sexy
only $2.50
pencils. Kevin, anything you'd like to have?
Anything
you'd like to plug?
Oh, anything I'd like to plug?
Yeah.
Look up Daniel Biss for governor.
Okay. Daniel Biss for governor.
Check him out.
Okay.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Jesus.